We're doing the Ein Yaakov and Gemara Shabbos. We're on page Kuf Yud Gimel. And the Gemara is now going to speak about Ruth. Ruth, that amazing young lady who converted to Judaism. And the Pasuk says, Vatelech, Vatavo, Vatelaket, Basadeh. She went, she came back, as she gathered stalks in the field, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar ben Pidas, the disciple of Rabbi Yochanan, said, Shalcha uvata, halcha uvata, Ad shematzeh abne adam amuganim lelechi mahim. Why does it say she went and came, she went and came? She kept going back and forth until she could find people who were honest, good people, that it made sense to collect in their field. She didn't just go to a field where she could get collect the stalks and make some money. She went to be in an environment where the people were honest and good people. One of the major decisions we make that affect our life is the environment we choose to live in. Last night someone called me. They said that this Friday night they're going to have a pi'ilut. They're going to meet with all the youngsters of the yeshuv. What topic should they talk about? So I said, I would raise a question with the youngsters. Which decisions do we make that we might not pay attention to, but have very long-term impact on our life? Sometimes, especially youngsters, make decisions that affect us long-term. When a teenager starts smoking, they think, I'm just going to smoke now, right? It's going to pass. When people start drinking, they think they're just doing something for today, and they don't realize they're entering a habit that's dangerous long-term. When people choose a place of work, they are very often deciding what type of person they're going to evolve into. We are very much affected by the environment we choose. It's the place we choose to live. It's the shul we choose to daven in. It's the workplace we choose to spend most of our waking hours in. And so Ruth was going to collect stalks of wheat. Vatelech vatavo. She went, she came back, she went again, she came back again. She said, let me make sure I'm with good people, I'm in good company. Now, this is a phenomenal concept for Ruth, because very often when a person converts or is chozer b'tshuvah, then a person has the feeling, everyone around me wasn't doing what I'm doing. I came from a society that was very different, and I was able to do it. You see, I came out positive, so people feel like if I was able to come out of that society and be this person, then I don't have to worry about who my neighbor's going to be, who my coworker's going to be, and that is a mistake. The fact that a person had this strength to be able to grow out of difficult circumstances does not mean that a person can again put themselves in such circumstances and be confident that they'll continue growing. The nature of human beings is that we are affected by our surroundings. Great people are affected by their surroundings. Everyone's affected. And so Ruth, even though she's come from the Moabites who were cruel people, and she was a kind person, even though she came from the Moabites who were the enemies of Israel, and she joined the Jewish people, even though she seems to have all the self-worth it takes not to be affected by negative surroundings, when she's looking to choose a place where she will collect stalks, vatelech vatavo, she goes and comes back, she says, let me find honest people to deal with. Sometimes it's tempting to go with someone who's dishonest. I have a friend who, Baruch Hashem, was successful in business, and so he opened the second business. And then he was, Baruch Hashem, successful in the second, so he opened the third. And then he was, Baruch Hashem, successful. So a multimillionaire came to him and said to him, look, I see you're very successful. I have a son who's a problematic guy. Every business he goes into, he destroys. So I'm going to back him with as much money as it takes, but I want you to take him on, and you'll teach him how to be a good businessman. So the guy called me up and asked me, what do I think? So I said, what's the son's history? So he said, he used to steal from the cash register, used to gambling, used to do all kinds of problematic things, but his father wants to get him up and going, and his father's willing to back everything monetarily. So I said, in my humble opinion, you have to be crazy to enter into a business deal with him. You see, the guy's got problems. Let him get real therapy. You know, investing your time and your effort and risking your business. So he said to me, but the father's got millions and he's willing to sign a contract and he's willing to back any nonsense his son does. We have the financial backing. So I said, no, you're taking his son as a partner, even though the father's backing it. You look for a good partner. You don't say, just because all this money's backing him, so I could take a bad partner. I'll take on the son and his father will back whatever trouble he gets us into. You don't enter such a thing. Ruth is looking for honest people. You look who to work with. You look for honest people to work with. You look for good people to work with. So even though Ruth is going short term, it's only a few months she's going to collect wheat, but you look short term, you look long term, you look, who am I going to be with on the day today? Vayomer Boaz. So it says Boaz came to the field, he sees Ruth collecting the stalks of wheat, he goes over to the lad who's in charge, he's the foreman there, and he asks him, Lemi hanara hazot? Who's this girl? Who's she with? And so the Gemara asks, V'chidako shel Boaz lishol benara? Boaz, that's what Boaz does. He goes asking about girls. What's pshat? What's going on that Boaz is asking about Ruth? Amar Rabbi Elazar, so again we have a quote from Rabbi Elazar ben Pidas, the disciple of Rabbi Yochanan. Davar chokhmah ra'aba. He saw exceptional wisdom in Ruth. What did he see? Shtei shibolim lakta. And there were two stalks of wheat that the halacha says that you're allowed to take, the poor are allowed to take, so she would take them. Shilosha shibolim eina lakta. When she'd see three stalks of wheat, she would not take it because the halacha doesn't entitle her to three. That's what the Mishnah says in Masechet Peah. So when he saw how careful she was to only take what she was allowed to take, then he asked, who is this girl? Who is this exceptional person? Sounds like if you see a girl who's exceptional in Torah, in mitzvot, in halacha, it's okay to ask. Right? You see, Boaz did ask. Amar Rabbi Elazar, yeah. B'matnita Tana, in the Braisa it says, there was a different reason why he asked about her. There was something else exceptional about her. Dvar tzini'ut rahaba. He saw her modesty. What did he see? Omdot meumad. Nofelot meyushav. When a woman bends over, so if she bends at her waist, so then her garments in those days would go up, her garments take on her figure. If a woman bends at her knees, so that's a more modest way to bend down. So that's what he saw, that whenever she could take stalks without bending down, she'd take them standing. Whenever she had to bend down, she would do it in a more modest way of bending at her knees. And that was unusual. In general, the poor would run and just grab whatever they could in any way they could. She held on to that dignity, to that modesty. He saw she was different than everyone else. So he asked, who is that girl? And then he's told she is Ruth, the Moabite, who came from Moab with Naomi. So he calls her over and he tells her, I've heard what you've done, and you're welcome to eat with my lads and drink with my lads and rest over here in the shade where my lads rest. And you should stick to my girls. That's what Boaz does. He tells a girl, keep coming to my field. Stick with us. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar, again, who's Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar ben Pidat, the disciple of Rabbi Yochanan. He says, "Kevan dechazav atishaku palachamota verutav vekaba." When he saw that her sister-in-law turned her back on Naomi, her sister-in-law Orpah said, "Be well," and left. And Ruth connected to Naomi. So Amar Shari ladbuke ba. So Boaz said, if she's a person who connected to her mother-in-law, to our family, to the Jewish people, so then she's a person we should connect to. And Chazal say that he also told her, he told her, okay, let's take a step back. What bothered the Gemara over here is that the term dibuk literally means to fuse the way a man and a woman get together, to be intimate. The term dibuk in the Torah is al ken yazov ishto vive imo, a person leaves his father and mother, v'davak b'ishto, and he fuses with his wife, and they form a baby that is one flesh that represents the two of them. So the term dibuk, literally in Tanakh, is a term that's used for a man and a woman being intimate. So when Boaz tells her, I want you to connect, you stick around here, he uses a term that Chazal say, that's not a term you usually say to a girl. Why did he tell her that term? So Chazal say, what he was telling her is, you should know that you're allowed to marry one of my lads. When Ruth converted, she thought the halacha was that even female Moabites are prohibited from marrying into the Jewish people. We know the Torah prohibits the men. She thought the women were also prohibited, meaning she converted thinking that she will very likely never find a husband, because she's very limited in who she may marry. And nonetheless, she converted. When Boaz tells her, V'choti d'bakinim na'rotai, so the Gemara is saying, he was telling her, you can connect, you can choose a shidduch over here from my lads, because you're allowed to marry into the Jewish people. V'yomer la Boaz, Boaz tells her, le'eta ochel goshi halom. When it comes time to eat, so then come here and eat from the food that the lads eat. Amar Rabbi Elazar, who's Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar ben Pidas, the student of Rabbi Yochanan the Amora, who composed the Jerusalem Talmud, who is one of the most powerful Amoraim. We said Ravin, Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Elazar is the student of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Elazar, remez ramazla. He was alluding to her. When he said, you goshi halom, you come here, the term halom was a prophetic announcement. He didn't realize it at the time. He told her, the kingdom of David is going to come out of you. Malchut bet David, atida latzet mimena. The kingdom of David will still come from her. Dichtiv bei halom. The term halom is a term for King David's kingdom. As the pasuk says, Vayivo ha-melech David v'yeshev lifnei Hashem v'yomer mi'anochi Hashem lokim u'miveiti ki aviotani ad halom. David ha-melech says to Hashem, who am I, who is my family, that you've brought me to this point? To this point, to being king over all of Israel. So when he describes the greatness Hashem gave him, he uses the term halom. And so Chazal understood that when Boaz said to Ruth, goshi halom, you come to this point and eat with my lads, he used the term halom to indicate to her, you're coming to greatness. He wasn't just telling her you could come here. He was telling her a deeper message. As Chazal say, Boaz was the leader of the time. He was the one who would be the progenitor of David HaMelech. He tells her, "V'tavalt pitech b'chometz, dip your bread in vinegar, in something that's sharp, sour." Amar Rabbi Elazar, who's Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar ben Pedat, the disciple of Rabbi Yochanan. You notice throughout the Gemara, our quotes are from him. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who compiled the Jerusalem Talmud. You see, by the end of the night, you guys already know everything, yeah? And Rav and Rav Yochanan, halacha is like Rav Yochanan. Shmuel and Rav Yochanan, halacha like Rav Yochanan. Rav and Shmuel, the halacha is like Rav when it comes to prohibitions. The halacha is like Shmuel when it comes to monetary matters. But Rav Yochanan is bigger than both of them. Okay, so Rabbi Elazar is the disciple of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elazar said, "Mikan shachometz yafel asharav." Here you see that when it's really hot outside, you should know that eating vinegar, eating things that are a little bit sour, is good for you when it's hot outside. So we'll quickly recap what we learned today. We learned that Boaz asked about her. Why did he ask about her? We saw two reasons. Either, who remembers what was the first reason? He saw that she didn't pick up, either she was modest in the way she bent down, or She didn't pick up more than two. Very good. Then he told her, I want you to connect with my lads. So why did he ask her to connect? He was telling her that she can marry into the Jewish people. And then he told her, Goshi Halom, you could come to this point. What was he alluding to? Halom is the greatness of David HaMelech. And finally, when he offered her to dip her bread in the vinegar, from here we can derive another interesting point to know. The vinegar is good for you when it's very hot outside. And if we'll end with another practical tip. You get up in the morning, you should know that salty things make you more awake. People sometimes eat sweet things put you to sleep in the morning. Eating a salty cracker is better than eating a sweet regular in the morning. Don't.